I want to play a game. I want to play cornhole. I want to play Beirut. I want to play beer pong. I want to play flip cup. I want to play spin the bottle. I want to play 7 minutes in heaven.
Hey man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello. Welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we tackle the most pressing issues in the world, fight over what went wrong, and come up with solutions so crazy they just might work. I'm James Miser.
I'm Sam Chidley.
And I'm Jigsaw.
All right, I guess we have a special guest this week.
Just kidding, guys. It's just me. It's Jared.
Yeah, and I just had something in my throat. I normally talk like this.
Yeah, I talk like this most of the time. I was trying to be spooky.
Ah, spooky. You were spooky.
God, we've already had some twists.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of twists. None of us is the killer.
None of us is the Jigsaw killer. But that being said, I want to play a game.
So we're going to talk about Jigsaw today?
Is the that Jigsaw the, killer.
That's what I'm getting from you guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
The villain of the Saw franchise.
Yeah, the 9-movie-long Saw franchise. I guess maybe it's 8 movies.
I don't know.
There's been so many of them. And honestly, I've seen 5 of them, which is a lot.
I've seen a lot. One of them, and I think I like took a nap in the middle.
Yeah.
I only saw the first one.
And Jared, you've seen none of them.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of based off my life experience.
And we did have you watch a YouTube video that was all 8 Saw movies in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the most insane 5-minute-long YouTube video I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was hard to keep the character threads together because they were...
The Saw franchise, I think it started out pretty promising. I really enjoyed the first one. The second one was okay, and then the 3rd through 5th ones that I saw were not very good.
Uh-huh. All right, but are we talking? Are we going to be talking about the Saw movies, or are we specifically talking about Jigsaw the villain?
We're talking about Jigsaw the villain.
Okay,
we're going to deconstruct him and reconstruct him in our image.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like a fun game.
He's going to look like us.
He's going to look like us.
It sounds like
I want to play a game.
He's going
to
have the legs of Sam, the biceps of Jared, and the spinal column of me.
Wow. Well, you probably won't make it.
You think you're going to make it?
I mean, like, I could live without my legs, and Jared could live without his arms, but I don't know.
Well, I still have my triceps. Spine. It's just my biceps.
Just his biceps.
It's just his biceps.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the deal with Jigsaw? Like, why do you want to take him apart and put him back together?
What's the deal with Jigsaw?
Yeah, we're gonna do some observational humor about Jigsaw. Yeah.
I want to put you in a death trap just for saying that, James.
Yeah.
What's the deal with these people who don't appreciate their lives?
Well, maybe that's where we should. Well, hold on, because like maybe we should start with his motivation
and his origin story, right?
Okay, yeah. Maybe you have to do the origin story, because I don't really understand that as well.
Okay, so Jigsaw, he was this guy who's a civil engineer, and his wife was pregnant, he had a great life, everything was going to plan, and then some thug robs where his wife works and punches her in the stomach and causes a miscarriage, so he's like, ah, this sucks, and then he gets really mean and spiteful, and then wife divorces him, he finds out he has a brain tumor, tries to kill himself by driving off of a bridge or some shit like that, survives. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, I have a newfound appreciation for life. And the way that he expresses his newfound appreciation of life is by making very elaborate death traps for people that he thinks wronged him. So, like in Saw 1, it is his doctor.
Right. His, like, oncologist.
His oncologist, who, I think, like, cheats on his wife or does something where Jigsaw's like, naughty, naughty.
Uh-huh.
You need to be punished.
You don't appreciate your life.
Yeah.
Fully.
So that's kind of his, that's his
too
whole deal.
Many feet.
He's like, he's a civil engineer. He has terminal cancer and he wants people to appreciate their life more by putting them in death traps.
Got it.
That's Jigsaw in a nutshell.
Jigsaw in a nutshell. Okay. What about that do you have a problem with, I guess?
I don't know.
Well, I think he should have been a mechanical engineer because it seems like the traps he makes are more...
Yeah, they're more mechanical.
Yeah, civil
more
engineer. Mechanical don't they, like, design structural. Bridges and stuff? Like,
yeah, there's, like, structural stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, like, a mechanical engineer could, like, you know, build you, like, a reverse bear trap.
It's, honestly, it's just very lazy writing to, like, get that wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just, it just seems like not the best... fit.
Yeah. All right. That's a good change.
Yeah.
Change one, he's now a mechanical engineer rather than a civil engineer.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
that goes to his core. We just drastically altered his entire character now.
Done. Everything else is perfect.
Well, also, like, what's the deal with the, like, he has this, like doll thing that, like, kind of stands in for him?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of unnecessary, honestly, because, like, it's pretty... I think if anybody did any sort of perfunctory sleuthing, they'd pretty quickly realize who it was that was doing all these things. Like, all the... Like, every single... Almost every single one of his victims is connected to him by some way, and he's, like, doing the whole Saw thing in a warehouse that he owns.
Yeah, and a lot of them live. So, like they would be able to be like, oh, it's this guy.
So,
right.
I mean...
You just look up the title of the building and be
it's
like,
ah,
well, let's talk
John
to the owner.
Kramer. And then he's like... And then he's, like, super creepy and he, like, knows all these people.
Yeah.
They would just be like, hey, do you know this doctor? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, that's my oncologist. Like, hey, do you know this woman? And he's like, oh, yeah. That's like... That's like
yeah, it's a good point.
You know, it's like, it's... Like, the police in these Saw movies are probably the worst police... ever.
Yeah. Isn't it Danny Glover in the first one?
I think so.
He's like a detective.
Yeah. Yes.
And he was... Maybe he was just too old for that.
He's too old for that shit. Murtaugh.
Yeah.
But, that being said, the Jigsaw Killer has this, like, puppet that stands in for him. So, it'll usually, like, do something creepy, like, it'll tricycle in, and it'll be like... And then the voice recording will play, and it'll say, like, I want to play a game. You people are so lucky. You don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't appreciate life, blah, blah, blah. So I put a reverse bear trap on your head.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's not really, much of a game.
It's not a game.
Yeah.
It's like shock therapy.
You know? Like...
Oh, yeah, maybe that's more what it means. Maybe he's like, instead of, do you, like, I want to play a game, maybe he says, I want to do some therapy on you.
I want to do some therapy on you.
Yeah, so the puppet rolls out and it's like, and then it goes, I want to do some therapy on you.
I want us to try an experimental exercise.
It doesn't quite have the same, you know, ominous tone to it.
Close your eyes. Take yourself back to a time where you felt threatened. Yeah.
You're
that time is now. You have a reverse bear trap on your head.
I would say that you're in a safe space.
But you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not a game at all. It's not like it's like, what if, yeah, if he, like, wheeled out, it's like, I want us to play checkers.
I want to play a game. The game called Connect Four.
I want to make a puzzle.
There's the puzzle thing isn't really explained why he does the jigsaw
pieces. It's his serial killer signature. He always like saws off a piece of skin that's shaped like a jigsaw puzzle. But I want to know first, like, is there a larger puzzle that he's making? Because it seems like there's.
I thought
it's always kind of like
the movies are puzzling.
The movies are puzzling, but is he gonna make something with all these flesh pieces? You know, like, because I've seen him. I've seen a lot of these movies, and I've never seen like an edge piece.
Yeah.
Like, where is the corner? That's where you have to start.
Start with the corner piece.
You start with the edges, and then you work your way in. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why he's starting from the middle and working his way out.
His first puzzle or what?
And only
just,
one,
like,
one piece
per
person?
Do they ever explain why puzzle pieces? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I think it's just because his name is Jigsaw.
Well, yeah, but his name is Jigsaw because of the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
But, like, why is he
What came first? It's like a kind of a chicken or egg kind of a thing.
It just doesn't... I don't know. I don't get it. Like, why he has, like, a
puzzle piece I think if you die, you didn't appreciate life, which means there must have been a piece missing.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, that seems like, in some ways, more thought than that went into it than actually went into it.
Yeah. I feel like that would be, like, in Saw 20, they will finally, like... There'll be, like, a scene where they, like, have... Well, I guess it won't be him because I think he's dead now. But they'll have like
no,
somebody.
No, he's back. He's back in the most recent one.
He's back. Okay. All right. Well, anyway. So they'll like have him like in an like a police interview, and he'll have to like explain the puzzle piece thing.
All right. So it was kind of a last minute addition. And I mean, yeah, I know I already have this signature of like bizarre traps, but I just wanted to like really just like elevate it just a little bit more. And I don't know, just like having being called like the bizarre trap.
Trapper.
Killer.
The trapper keeper.
The trapper killer. It just didn't have that ring to me, so I was like, what could I be? I mean, I was thinking traps, mazes, puzzles, jigsaw killer.
Wow.
Ah.
So you have to like go on the intellectual journey with him to get to how he formed his.
I'm kinda hoping identity. That by Saw 20 he has enough pieces that he can sort of make a Frankenstein monster that just really appreciates life.
I mean, here's the thing is, like, he usually gets, like, 5 people per Saw episode per movie, I would say, on average. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But 5 times 20, that's only a 100-piece puzzle. It wouldn't be very interesting.
Yeah, it's like a kid's puzzle.
Yeah.
It's a kid's puzzle. Yeah.
It's not as complicated as he makes it out to be.
Yeah.
He should take more pieces per person.
He should take more pieces per person.
If
that's
he's,
right.
If he's actually making a puzzle... Then yes, but the thing is, I don't think it's going. I don't think that's going anywhere. I don't think we're ever going to find out what the puzzle pieces are about.
Yeah,
unless I mean, I'm also saying this as somebody who's like only watched like half of one movie. So I don't have the strongest argument here. Like,
no, I think you're right.
Somebody might tweet to us with like, oh, this was explained in Saw 6 or something. But you know,
yeah, and also actually, come to think of it. There is so many decoy saw jigsaw killers in the Saw franchise that like a lot of those puzzle pieces probably aren't even going to his puzzle.
Oh, they won't even fit.
They won't even fit. They're going to a totally separate puzzle.
That is so frustrating.
It's like an extra piece.
When you have a piece from a different puzzle.
You're like, what the fuck is this?
He's like, this one looks like a deer's tail, but this is like a desert scene.
All right, how about this? Rather than carving out jigsaw puzzle pieces... He carves out a cube for a Rubik's cube that he's making.
Oh, a human Rubik's cube.
Yeah.
Man. Those are hard to do. Like, even a regular Rubik's cube is like a little too hard.
And you get more than one use out of it, too. Uh-huh. I mean, well, I guess you get more than one use out of a puzzle. But, you know, you can... If you have a Rubik's cube, you can kind of, like, mess it up again. And then it's like kind of almost like a new toy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like a Rubik's cube made out of like cubes of human flesh. It's I don't know. First of all, it's hard to like. Are you putting like stickers on the sides? Like, how are you making it like a Rubik's cube?
Yeah, I'd put stickers on the sides that are colored just like a regular Rubik's cube.
And like, how are they? I don't know. Just it seems like it'd be hard for it to like mechanically. I'm trying to picture how
he's a mechanical engineer. He's gonna figure it out.
He is a mechanical engineer.
It's fleshy.
It would be fleshy,
but it works.
All right. I'll trust the writing on this one.
The Rubik's Cube killer.
The cubist.
The cubist. Okay, so what do you guys think about his motivation?
I don't get it. That's what I've been saying. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. He wants people to appreciate life, but he like ends up killing most of them.
Because they don't appreciate life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you appreciated life, you would find yourself, find a way out of a death trap.
Right.
You'd figure out the solution.
I see.
You know? But you, saying that...
Like, he just survived a car wreck or something. It's not like somebody put him in some kind of elaborate death trap.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, that's... I don't like his motivation because it really makes it a lot easier for people who are good at solving puzzles.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, just because I'm not good at solving puzzles doesn't mean I don't appreciate life. Right. Or I don't have the capacity to then survive, like, a near-death experience and then appreciate life.
Yeah, that's, like, it's not fair. Like, I'm a pretty smart guy, but I'm not smart in that specific way. And I'm, like, very clumsy.
Yep.
So I would definitely die in one of these situations. And I love life.
It's a lot like how the U.S. education system really prioritizes people who are good test takers.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the same thing.
So it's exactly the same thing. You know, it just feels like you're trying to test somebody's either their intellect in the case of the school system or their appreciation for life in Jigsaw's case. Mm-hmm. But you're going about it in a way that doesn't actually reflect all the different ways that you can either appreciate life or be smart.
Okay, but also, like, so the people, his victims, when they're escaping, aren't they usually escaping, like, the way that he wants them to? They're not, like, outsmarting him. Right?
No, they're not outsmarting him, but they're usually, like, okay, so...
Like, Carrie Elwes is, like, the only way I get out of this is if I
chop off my foot. Yeah.
Or and like that's exactly what he ends up doing.
Yeah, or, like, there is a key, but it's at the bottom of a... case of full of dirty syringes.
Oh God, that was in one of them.
Oh yeah, that's one. I think that's.
And you don't have gloves.
Yeah, there's no gloves or anything like that. You just sort of have to like dig your way through these syringes and then get this key that's inside.
You don't have time to pull the syringes out one by one carefully.
I mean, I don't think so.
Are you just too tedious?
There's always like an element of time involved in these, and
yeah,
you know, it's also a horror movie that's predicated on playing up people's aversions to things like needles.
Yeah, that's gross just to think about.
It's gross to think about, but like Jared said, if you looked at it practically, you could do something like I would probably take off my shirt and then use it as like a net to like scoop out a bunch of like all these needles, you know?
Right.
Needles can go through cloth, though.
I'm saying like a net.
Basket them up.
You know, like, yeah. I would kind of like scoop them with my shirt, not with my hands, and then flop them off to the side.
Yeah, you, James, you would survive a horror movie, I think.
You think so? I've seen a lot of them, so I think I know a lot of the different moves that they make.
Oh, you'd at least get really close.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I could saw off my own leg.
Yeah, I don't
you know?
Yeah, but you have to be in the position where that's your only option, though. Then I think...
Then I would figure it out whether I could or couldn't. Up until then, it's hard to say whether I'd be able to do it or not.
I think I think there's a big flaw in Jigsaw's sort of origin, I think, that we still need to address, which is the huge shift from he gets his newfound appreciation from life from surviving a car wreck, and then he goes into creating death traps. Like a logical progression to me would be he survives his car crash and it's like, oh man, I really appreciate life. And then he would start to create these like traps that would cause other people to have car wrecks so they could survive the same way that he did. But I'm thinking maybe his car wreck needed to have like a death trap in it as well. That was his inspiration.
That's a good point. I think the other way it could be is like maybe he's like, people don't appreciate life, but now I have a new appreciation for life. And maybe he stages things where people almost die, but they always don't.
Yeah.
You know, like that seems to me like, yeah. Like let's say,
I guess that's
like
my problem. Like I'm walking, killing people. Like
I'm walking down the street, and suddenly, I move 2 feet to the side, and then a piano lands right where I was standing.
Yeah, right.
Like that to me is like that's a more like one to one fit.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Is like
so he should be instead of the Jigsaw killer, he should be the Jigsaw almost killer.
Yeah, that's got a nice ring to it. I mean, I know that.
Well, the Rubik's Cube almost killer.
Yeah, the Rubik's. The thing is, like, the Jigsaw Killer just. He's like killing people. Like, they're not going to be able to appreciate their life because he's just killed them.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a certain amount of revenge that goes into the Jigsaw Killer.
Yeah, I just think he's thinking his motivations are one thing, and that he's like really.
He's saying one thing, but yeah. His actions are saying otherwise.
Exactly. He is not really trying to make people appreciate their lives. He's just a fucking killer.
He's just a killer, and he has some like high and mighty soliloquy that he says every once in a while, but really he's just like trying to get revenge on all these people that he thinks wronged them,
wronged him
or his wife.
So do you want to give him like this like higher elevation where he doesn't kill people? Was that what you're saying?
I mean, I don't know. It'd be a very different and not as horrific movie series if he's just like going around like trying to actually give people a new appreciation for life by almost killing them, but not.
Yeah, it would be a different movie. It'd be, like, it'd be kind of like a, I don't know. I'm picturing something like Pay It Forward, like that kind of movie.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe his motivation is that he got really hurt in his car crash, and maybe he attributes that to his newfound appreciation of life. So maybe he wants to just like maim people.
Oh, he is really good at that.
Yeah,
so it's like you have to go through some sort of maiming.
Yeah, his motivation is he's like, I got really hurt in this car crash, so maybe if I do that to other people, they'll appreciate life. But you know what though? I also have a problem with the fact like I don't really think he appreciates his life.
No. He seems
right?
like he's devoting he's all like, of it to just like hurting people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That does not seem like a very full and rich existence to me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I feel like he should. You need to see some moments with him where he's also the people that survive. He's like tracks what they do with their life, and he keeps like a scrapbook of like their successes.
Oh yeah, it's
he's
very
really
nice.
He's invested. You
it's
know?
A nice photo album.
Yeah.
I want to see Jigsaw on an off day where he's just like hanging out, really like living life.
Pina colada.
Hanging out with his friends, going to a bar.
Yeah, Jigsaw.
Maybe walking around
singing,
in the park.
Singing some karaoke.
What's your ideal Sunday, Jigsaw?
I get up early. I go to my local cafe and get brunch and a mushroom two-hander.
I always get brunch with my friends. We play games. I go to the park.
Uh-huh.
We play ultimate frisbee. Doesn't matter who wins. I just want to play a game. I try to get home early and walk my dog.
Yeah, you know,
movie night. When Harry Met Sally.
Or maybe he puts together a jigsaw or solves his Rubik's Cubes.
I feel like he would need to take a break from puzzles.
I order in some pizza.
Jigsaw sounds like my kind of guy on Sunday. I don't like the way he spends the rest of his week.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Right. Maybe, yeah, okay. So I think that if every Saw movie had an interlude where we actually see Jigsaw living life to the fullest.
Yeah. This little montage, like a sequence of him enjoying his life.
I'd also like to have, after the first movie, every sequel also has a sequence where we see Cary Elwes also living his life to the fullest.
Yeah.
So then
hobbling around on
one foot. He's got a peg leg. Anyway, I also want to see Cary Elwes
maybe he's
also living
a dog
life to the fullest, because maybe then I like Jigsaw's motivations, because then he actually knows for a fact that after this person's been in the trap, they are living their life to the fullest.
Yeah, it works.
It works. It's been proven by science.
Here's an idea. Uh-huh. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
What if Jigsaw's on vacation in like Cabo or something, and he sees
Cabo.
Like this family really not enjoying their vacation?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it just irks him so much.
Yeah.
You people don't appreciate your vacation at all. Look at you. How often do we get to go to Cabo?
Yeah.
He's just trying to enjoy his margarita, but it's just ruined.
Yeah, yeah. He just like
unhappy
family. Can't stand it. Like the teenage daughter is like always on the phone. Mm-hmm. Like she's at dinner but just has her earbuds in.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm. wife and the husband are fighting.
And he's like, what these people need is
to be put
one less foot each.
And then he does it, and guess what?
It works.
It works.
Yeah. Then we can enjoy the rest of our vacation. We'll never fight again.
And they're like, oh my God, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I also get handicapped parking now.
Yeah. all right, so he's going around and he's maiming people, but we get to see the aftermath, and it's positive.
It's positive.
That's what we're suggesting.
I mean, a lot of people still die,
uh-huh.
and that's not good.
Yeah, you're
right. I mean, well, it's not good for those people, but they weren't going to appreciate life.
Their attitude was wrong.
Yeah, their attitude was wrong.
A bad attitude about Jigsaw's, the whole getting your leg chopped off situation.
Yeah, Jigsaw's new catchphrase is, attitude is everything.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not super catchy.
I'm going to give you an attitude adjustment.
What was your
I think
Jared?
It says time for an attitude adjustment.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
For an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
So many people lead their lives with crappy attitudes. I want to make an adjustment.
I still have trouble wrapping around my head around like how I'm supposed to like chop off my foot and then feel better about it afterwards, but...
Well...
You're just glad you have the rest of your body still, Sam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're glad you didn't die in the torture chamber.
Yeah. So they still, like, his victims are, like...
I mean, you saw, like, four other people die.
Yeah.
So...
They don't, like...
It's kind of between, like, you and...
So, but are they, like, grateful for that experience? Or are they, like...
No, I don't think...
That was a shitty thing I had to live through.
That sucks, but now I appreciate life.
Uh-huh. Okay, because it seems like a lot of the people in that recap we watched, it seems like a lot of his victims like went on to become his accomplices.
Yeah, they're super into it afterwards.
So,
which I don't get. I mean,
yeah,
it seems to me that if I went through a situation like that, I'd kind of be like, oh no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I feel like you would probably want to kill that guy or at least turn him into the cops.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, it's this guy.
It's that guy.
Just like, just. His name's on the building yeah. title. Just like, get him.
Get him.
Get him, come on. The one thing that Jigsaw hates is when people design a trap that is impossible to get out of.
Mm. Why does that piss him off?
Oh, because then there's no way that they can then appreciate their life afterwards.
He's got some like...
He has principles.
A sense of principle.
It's justice.
Yeah, justice.
Yeah. He has a sense of justice.
Mm. Hmm. So if you design a trap that you can't get out of, this is like one of his accomplices,
uh-huh.
designs a trap that the victim can't get out of, and so they die, obviously, I would assume.
Yeah.
Then Jigsaw does what? He's like, that was a bad trap.
Yeah, he puts you in another trap.
Oh, he puts you in a trap if you design a bad trap.
But here's the thing, is you could probably, if he designed it, you could probably get out of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So you might have to, you might be down another leg.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, just think about how much you'd appreciate life the second time you escape.
So you design a bad trap, and he's like, oh, why did you do that? Now I got to put you in this other trap.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get out of that trap. Then you double appreciate life. But then you do another saw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You make that one unsolvable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to put you in a third trap.
Right.
And then you don't got any more legs.
Yeah. Right.
So, but... You still have two arms, so you saw off one of your arms.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then you triple appreciate life. And right. You're like, wow, life is so great. I really appreciate it, even though I only have one arm left. But then you're an accomplice, so then you design a fourth trap.
Uh-huh.
But you still make it unsolvable.
Yeah, are you making it unsolvable on purpose, or is this like a mistake? You're like, oh.
Two reasons. One is like... Is you honestly thought it was solvable, and then it turns out it wasn't? Is bad? Is a flaw in your design because you're not a mechanical engineer?
Yeah, you were a civil engineer.
Yeah, you're a civil engineer. And second, now you're addicted to making life even more.
Yeah, it feels good.
Appreciative.
Yeah.
So you have this fourth puzzle that you make totally unsolvable, and then Jigsaw's like, oh my god. So he puts you in a fourth puzzle, but guess what? You can't saw your own arm off because you only got one arm.
You have to gnaw it off.
No, you can't even. I mean, you can try, but you don't do it.
To chew through,
you can't bite through bone.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is there? Jigsaw himself made a puzzle that was unsolvable.
Oh.
So he's got to put himself in a puzzle.
Put himself in a trap.
In a trap.
I wonder how he would feel about that.
I think he would live by his principles.
It'd be hard to design a trap that you had a chance of solving and not solving that you designed yourself.
Well, one of his apprentices, you'd have to have one of his apprentices design a trap and put
him
in.
I hope they're following his instructions.
Right, because they seem like they're not as good at it.
They're not nearly as good as it.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised the Saw franchise hasn't explored that avenue.
Well, here's
designing an escapable trap.
I can see. I mean, here's the counter argument: is that instead of it becoming like, all right, it's like, yeah, maybe you'd appreciate life four times as much, but like maybe you would lose its specialness. You know, like every time you do it, life is a little bit less like exciting.
And also, I don't know. I think that even if you do survive one of these jigsaw traps, and you do have a newfound appreciation for life, that's going to wear off after a while.
Yeah.
Because, like, after a while, it's just going to be, like, daily life. You're going to work. Now you got one less leg.
Yeah, there goes another one.
There goes another one. And eventually, you're just going to be, you know, you're just going to go back to kind of, like, the default, which is, I don't know. I think it's hard not to take things for granted when you're sort of going through the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And Jigsaw should recognize that, and it pisses me off that he doesn't.
Yeah, like, who the hell is he to, like, claim, like, the moral high ground on, like, appreciating life? It's like, come on. Like, does he really walk around being, like
every day, like, oh, I appreciate this so much.
So much, yeah. It's like, no, come on.
Come on. Like,
most of the time, you're, like, in line for coffee.
Yeah. Like, you're, like, checking Instagram. You're being like, fuck this person.
You're getting
person.
A parking ticket.
Like, what the hell?
That's life.
Yeah. That's all life.
That's most of life.
I don't think
I don't know. It's Sam, you're talking like someone who needs to be in a trap.
No, life is great. I mean, I'm saying that as like somebody, like I'm a pretty optimistic person, I would think.
I think Sam appreciates life.
I like in general, I'm usually like unrealistically optimistic probably, but like but I also recognize that like you can't just like walk around being happy all the time. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what would be a better way to do it? Would be if Jigsaw just like took all of his smarts. You know, he's obviously a pretty smart guy.
Uh-huh.
He's a mechanical engineer.
He's a mechanical engineer. And instead of making all these death traps, instead of doing that, he was just like a doctor. You know, he went back to school, went to med school, mm-hmm. became some sort of like a doctor, and then he would just be like, Mr. Chidley, look, it's hard for me to say this, and well, we've discovered a large tumor in your brain.
Oh my god.
And then I'd send you home, and then a week later I'd call you and I'd be like, Mr. Chidley, so this is embarrassing, but got your records mixed up with somebody else's, and your brain's actually super healthy.
Then my wife would tell you that I jumped into a volcano.
You jumped into a volcano between now and then?
Yeah, I thought I had a brain cloud.
What's the last thing that you guys have done that made you appreciate life?
I'm trying to think about something I can tell you.
I went and got pizza yesterday instead of just eating salad.
All right. Living life on the edge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So maybe he needs to do more things like that. Like, maybe you ordered a salad.
Yeah. Go for the
but then what shows up instead of a salad?
Pizza.
Pizza makes me appreciate life almost every time.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, Jared, that's a good one. I will have an experience, maybe not every day, but like pretty often, where I'm like, oh, life is pretty good. Like, I think that's a pretty regular thing for me.
But like what?
Like little pleasures.
All right, name one.
Whiskey. I will have a glass of whiskey with some ice in it. And feel very good about everything.
All right, so maybe the Jigsaw Killer needs to be delivering pizzas and giving people some nice glasses of whiskey with some ice in it.
Mm-hmm.
I went yesterday to yoga class, and after the yoga class was over, there was like the kind of like the meditation session.
Uh-huh.
You know what I did?
Did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep.
I thought about pizza. Or
No. I fell right asleep.
A little sleep.
Yep.
Snored.
Yeah.
Woke myself up. And I was like, ah, this is a good way to start a Saturday. So maybe he also, like, teaches yoga part time. Mm-hmm. A very nice, relaxed yoga session.
Sure. He's becoming a little bit less intimidating as we go.
he runs a bar that also cooks its own pizza.
I mean, and has yoga.
A yoga studio in the back, yeah.
Jeez.
Jigsaw's Pub.
Jigsaw's Pub.
Come on in and figure out your life.
Yeah, and you know what else makes me appreciate life? Having a good conversation.
And I feel like yeah, you're right. Like, after having a good conversation with
some friends.
With friends, just about anybody, but especially with friends, I'm like, I feel pretty good about stuff. Even when we disagree, it's like, it's nice. I'm not sure this is like the same kind of movie anymore.
I get what you're saying.
It's
so,
like, not very cinematic.
Right. It's not very cinematic. It's really taken a turn from being like a torture porn slasher movie into kind of just like a guy who goes around doing nice things for people.
It's like, there's not a lot of drama in there.
But how about this? After he's surprised delivered a pizza to you, mm-hmm. he watches you.
Mm.
And if it doesn't look like you're appreciating life, he puts you in a death trap.
Mm. Like,
that's like
happy,
round two. Yeah. You know, like if that didn't work, then I need to go to drastic measures.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because like if you can't appreciate pizza, I'm not sure you can appreciate anything.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, but so that's...
Death trap.
That's what I push back on, though. It's like, I do appreciate pizza. I would not appreciate having to cut my own foot off. Like, I don't think I'd come out of that experience and be like, oh, I see what he was talking about. I'd be like, no, I don't have a foot for life.
Yeah.
And I'd probably be like bitter about that, and I'd be carrying it around, and I'd probably like enjoy pizza a bit less.
Yeah, because it'd remind you every time, you'd be like, ah, I just have a foot, but then I didn't like demonstrate my satisfaction with this pizza this one time.
And I had to fucking lose my
foot. This psychopath delivery driver.
Yeah. Just, I'm like, I don't
know. He was like, all right, cut off your foot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of feet he's going to cut off.
Yeah.
And what's his methodology for determining if the pizza brought you enough happiness?
That's a good question. Yeah, how does he decide?
Yeah. There's like a survey that you fill out afterwards. It's like, how fast was delivery? Are you satisfied? Would you recommend this to a friend? And then at the very end, do you have a newfound appreciation of life?
Oh, man. Like, the number of those I've thrown away, like, that could be putting me, like, into a death trap is terrifying. Like, you
threw away the survey. You don't appreciate life.
I want you to take a survey.
You don't appreciate pizza.
You don't appreciate customer service.
You don't appreciate your foot.
Yeah. Or how about this? Rather than he himself delivering you the pizza, it's like the little puppet dude.
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of know, you're like, okay,
I better fill out the survey.
I better fill out the survey. Because I know the next thing that happens is either I have a nice pizza, or like I have a nice pizza and then I go into a death trap.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if the little puppet guy wheels up and then he's like, do you want to eat a pizza? And like, so many people don't appreciate life. But I've just given you a pizza, so please fill out my survey. And then it wheels backwards.
Uh-huh. Like it's somewhere between like a telemarketer and a serial killer. I'm not really sure on which side of that spectrum it's closer to.
Yeah, I mean, I think like that would be a good way to make sure it's like, oh, okay, this is like the Saw guy.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't fill us out.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a real shame if you didn't know.
Would you like to answer a one question survey?
Why
one represents not satisfied and five represents completely satisfied? And then you would either say yes or no.
Yeah. Yeah, Jigsaw would be like, none of these people do this right. I'm going to have to lock all of them into these death traps. Speaking of death traps, he has like a few very famous ones.
Mm. I can only think of two, because I've only seen like the first movie.
The most, yeah, there's the cutting off the foot.
Right, like chained to a pipe thing.
Chained to a pipe. There's the reverse bear trap.
Yeah.
In the sequels, they get much more elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like putting your hand into a thing of acid to get a key, or putting your face through a bunch of blades in order to, I don't know, do something. Why don't we each design ourselves a jigsaw trap?
Okay.
Ooh. So the key factors, I think, are, one, pain. Mm-hmm. It has to be pain involved. Mm-hmm. Some sort of like horrific yep. pain. It's good if it plays off of some sort of a phobia. Mm-hmm. And then it can't be unbeatable. There's also a lot of crawling through things like barbed wire or broken glass.
Mm. What about a pit of snakes, and one of the snakes has a key that it has swallowed, but you don't know which one it is?
One of the snakes has what?
Has swallowed a key that you need to get out.
So there's a key in a snake, and you have to get it.
Yeah, but it's in a pit of snakes.
In a snake pit. There's a snake pit. One of the snakes has a key. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're in this pit with all these snakes, and there's more snakes that are falling into the pit.
Oof. It just gets harder and harder to find the snake with the key in it.
Yeah. I think mine would be, do you guys know that carnival game where you have like a piece of metal that has a ring on it? Mm-hmm. And then there is like a spirally piece of metal that's like rotating, and you have to get the ring from the top of the spiral all the way to the bottom of the spiral without it touching. It's kind of like Operation, but...
Okay. I think I can picture something like that.
Yeah. It would be like that, except it'd be electrified.
Mm.
So if you
touch it, you get zapped.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And then there'd be another one right next to it, where it's like a ball game, where you're like shooting a ball at like a mm-hmm. face where you knock out the teeth, mm-hmm. except it'd be a real face with real people's teeth.
Ooh.
And then next to that would be...
That's awful.
next to that...
How does that help you escape, though?
I'm getting to that. Hold on.
Okay.
And then next to that is like a shooting gallery, you know, mm-hmm. with like things that like pop up, and you have to like shoot it with where it's shooting real darts into real people.
Oof.
And then... at the very end of the skee ball.
Yours just has kind of like a carnival feel.
Yeah, it's like
it.
A carnival.
Yeah.
But the goal is to get enough coupons, tickets, that you can buy the key that's behind the counter.
Ah, okay. Ah. I see. Yeah.
Or if you don't buy the key, you can also just get like a finger
finger trap. Or like a plastic.
But it's better to save your tickets and play again.
Things like that.
Yeah,
so the save pain from that is that you're inflicting great bodily harm on all these people. And that's hard for you psychologically.
Well, you get electrocuted if you do the first one wrong. The second one, you're just kind of hurting somebody else.
Yeah, I think part of it, I mean, like in the first one, right, it's like that he has to kill somebody, right?
Yeah.
He's supposed to like kill this other guy in the room.
Yeah.
So I think I like that kind of like moral ambiguity of like you have to like kill somebody to survive.
You like that?
Well, I don't like it as like a thing that, you know, I find enjoyable, but I'm saying it like makes for a good... like horror puzzle.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce something like that into mine as well.
Yeah, that's
so maybe
good.
All right, and you said phobias too, so I'm gonna use water because that's my go-to.
Right.
So maybe like I'm in a room.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there's like let's say there's like three rooms and like I'm in one of them, and then like I don't know, I haven't done the math on this, but basically where it's like my room is filling up with water and I have to like put the water into like another room. So it's like whatever I'm doing is like gotta kill somebody.
What if there's like a dunk tank with acid?
I mean, that's definitely like,
I guess maybe that's
gorier.
In mine.
Yeah. Mine is like a slower okay. like you have to, like you're
well, it's the same you would kill someone that you care about before you died? Is that what you're saying? You wouldn't let your room fill up with water, you would just murder one of your friends instead?
I don't know. I haven't completely thought it through. It's like something like the choosing, you have to like choose between yourself, but you're also choosing like between like two people you care about.
But it's like instead of a two-way choice, it's a three-way choice with yourself included.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you have to, you can like, two people can live out of the three of you. So like either you can sacrifice yourself and the other two go free, or like you live, but then you have to choose somebody to kill.
Okay. So if it's the three of us.
Oh, I'm walking free.
Yeah. Yeah, and who else?
Yeah, but
let's not do this.
Come on, Sam. Jared and I are like up to our knees now.
Uh-huh. So you can see why this is a difficult position to put a person in.
Yeah, Sam. I know you're gonna kill me. I already know it.
Why do you think I would kill you?
I feel it in my bones.
Well, talk me out of it. Come on. Let me hear some... I need some reasons to...
No, just do it. I know. I already know you made up your mind.
I'm not going to argue with Jared on this.
Wow. Anywho, you guys will just have to watch Saw 17 to find out what happens.
Sam's choice.
Sam's choice.
Yeah. I've got another death trap idea that's less of a moral dilemma, but it does pit you against another person, which is... a game of air hockey, but you have like miniature explosives. Each player has miniature explosives attached to their fingers and one on their and a larger one on their neck. Every time you get scored on, one of your fingers explodes.
Oof.
And if you lose, the one on your neck explodes.
Wow.
This is the most terrifying one for me so far.
Because you're not very good at air hockey.
I'm terrible at air hockey.
It's gonna get harder to play the fewer fingers you have.
Yeah. No, it's the only way that I win this is pure luck.
Yeah. Also, with all the like exploding fingers, like the board is probably going to get all sticky with blood.
Can we just agree to not play? Just like let's just
well, then you both
play.
Die.
Oh, there's a countdown, obviously.
Yeah.
Also, air hockey tables don't shell out coupons like those other games do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's more of a versus.
Yeah, this is a versus. It's like only one of you's either none or one of you will live.
Mm.
It's first to, what, seven?
Yeah.
Seven.
Typically,
so you still have... Worst case scenario is... I mean, you die. But second worst case scenario is you lose six fingers and live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I think it tends to favor whoever scores first is my...
Right.
Because, like, once you, like, lose a finger, it's going to get harder, and that person is just going to, like, pull...
Okay, okay. How about if you when you score, you lose a finger?
Wow.
Jigsaw, he's going around town delivering pizzas, asking you to fill out a customer survey. And if not, into the trap you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're also seeing him on his days off, appreciating life.
Oh, right.
And his former victims, who are also appreciating life. So, like, all in all, I think it's maybe less of a traditional movie plot.
Right. It's a bigger picture, though. It's a more, you know...
It's a more robust, thematic series of scenes.
I like the cinematic world that, you know, expands beyond just death traps.
Yeah.
Like, let's dive into these characters, you know?
Yeah, let's see what makes them tick.
That's the real strength of the Saw movies. They're an in-depth character study.
Yeah, yeah. Love the characters.
Yeah.
Love that Jigsaw guy. So complex.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to be accomplices to Jigsaw?
Well, the new Jigsaw.
I don't.
The new Jigsaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd do it.
I don't want to do that.
I feel like you kind of end up being an accomplice to Jigsaw kind of by default.
Wait.
if you're in one of the movies, at some point you will be an accomplice.
Oh, I see.
Or you'll die.
You either die or become an accomplice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does seem to be the pattern. Is that what I want? No.
I don't want that. But after you've realized realize that life is precious, blah 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 blah. This pizza's so good. I'm gonna deliver a pizza too.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I got stuff to do. I don't know.
You're not gonna survive then, Sam.
It just doesn't seem like the risk versus reward is I don't know.
If things could get hairy for you though, if you deliver a pizza that's not very good, and then that makes it impossible to appreciate life afterwards.
Yeah, they need to be able to answer the survey honestly.
Yeah.
God, that's a really bad pizza if you can't appreciate life
after you eat it.
It's rare, but it happens every once in a while. You'll get a pizza where it's like, I don't appreciate life.
This was the one thing that could have pulled me out of this funk.
And it didn't do it.
And instead, it's Domino's.
Yeah.
Got fucking Domino's. That's probably the only pizza I could have and then be like, life is bad.
All right. Well, is there anything else that we need to do to really improve Jigsaw? Or do you think we're at peak Jigsaw?
We fixed him 100%. He at least makes sense now, right?
Yeah. I mean,
completely. Clear as crystal.
So no, Jared, I don't think we need to do anything else. I think that Jigsaw, I think we've really dove into the depths today.
All right, so for all of our listeners out there, if you do appreciate life, and if you appreciate life even more after listening to this episode, why don't you go ahead and let us know so that we don't sick Jigsaw on you by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Yeah. If you appreciate life, you'll give us 5 stars. If you don't appreciate life, then you're going to be tossed into a death trap.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions for death traps, you can tweet those to us at That's Not Pod.
Right, that won't look weird out of context at all.
Yeah. use the hashtag
Jigsaw was right.
Jigsaw was right.
Hashtag not admissible. That legally that works, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hashtag not admissible.
Hashtag Fifth Amendment.
It's like it's totally
be used against you in court.
That's right.
Checks out.
Yep. All right. And this week we'd like to give a special thanks to
Actual Jigsaw Puzzles for inspiring Jigsaw to inspire all of us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jigsaw Puzzles. You're a great thing to do on a winter day.
Yeah. You know, if it's like raining outside.
Yeah. Like make yourself a cup of tea.
Yeah. Or some hot cocoa or whatever.
Hot cocoa.
Sit down with your friends or even by yourself.
Yeah.
And,
start putting your flesh puzzle together.
Yeah. Put your flesh puzzle together.
You're going to put on a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to work on that. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.